Of healing through energy work.
Energy
is all around us, and our bodies are designed to self-heal. Together they create the synergy that's needed to create positive change. You are your own healer. But this free show and service provides the acceleration and activation that's already there. Relax and enjoy.
Here's your host, Jenny Storm.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing tonight and this lovely, lovely summer evening here on the Western Hemisphere? Welcome to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I will be your little host tonight. I always think when I hear my intro, I'm like, that's an awfully big intro for little old me, but, you know, what can I say? I wanted to demonstrate the beauty of universal energy out there, and when I put that intro together, talking about energy, I was aware that there's so many people, despite how we are opening our minds and our hearts, especially the past year or so, with all that's been going on, there is still so much stigma surrounded with this kind of work. And it was my mission, among many things, to just bring different ideas out to people that might not otherwise hear it. I think in this space, let's say on Blog Talk Radio, generally when we have the spirituality, it's either you know, Christian stuff, which is great. I have nothing against that. Or it's psychic stuff. And we don't get a lot of the healing stuff. And when we do, it might appear to be so hokey that people are like not believing it. And then when they go and reach out to people who say they're a healer, sometimes there's very little result there. And it's unfortunate that a lot of people who are healers out there, it's not just me, they don't come forward because there is, like I said, so much stigma surrounded that they're almost afraid to come out. They're almost afraid to do this thing, which is be out in public and demonstrate what the energy can do. You know, this is not change o' presto and a magic wand and then someone grows a limb or anything like that. But I, for all the years that I've been doing this, I know that between where the body's already naturally at, which is all ready to heal, and from the energy work that I've done, I know that wonderful changes can occur. And it does have very little to do with belief. And I think that that's very interesting, too. These days, what we hear often is that you have to have a certain level of belief in order for things to change, or in order for someone to heal. You might go to a particular healer who says, well, if you don't believe, then this won't work. And I have to tell you that I absolutely emphatically disagree with that. I personally welcome skeptics to come over and see what's up. And I don't make any promises. I don't claim to be like anything other than a person who happens to have a little bit of ability, or a lot, depending on who you talk to. And, you know, we all have different experiences in our lives. And I'm so glad that I could offer this experience, whatever it may be for you, here on Free Energy Healing. So I always do my shows this way. I kind of talk a little bit in general when I first open the show. And I forgot to say, I haven't been on in a few weeks. And the reason I haven't is because I'm trying to just go with the flow and do whatever it is that I feel I want to do. And sometimes when schedule things and I don't feel 100%, it could be a real hindrance to what I'm trying to do, which is actually, you know, give a little help out there and be a bright spot in an otherwise cloudy moment in people's lives. And, you know, I had mentioned another time that despite me being an energy healer, I have my moments. I have my days where I have to deal with things too. It doesn't, you know, I think that we've all created this sort of, you know, put people on pedestals in terms of, if they have abilities that all of a sudden they know more than you do, or they react differently than you do, or they don't have the same problems that you do. And I just always have said this, you know, in the past, and I say this today, that I think that's a very bad message to put out there, you know, where people then are looking for, or to, rather, become something that's just not possible in the physical here. We are meant to experience emotions. We are meant to have these ebbs and flows in our lives because that's part of being here and being, you know, human and who we are. So I don't know. I always channel things, I suppose, or have something to say at the very beginning of my show. And so it's no different tonight. So with that being said, yes, I am open for free energy healings tonight for your own personal energy healing. And what that means is, you could call in, and first of all, you can be anonymous. I don't need your name or any info except for exactly what it is that you need help with. And I may ask you a number of questions before I do any energy healing. And then after that, there'll be radio silence because I will just doing the energy work. And then I'll come back to you and see how you're doing. It's really that simple. You don't have to stand on one foot and, you know, say any mantras or anything like that. But I do ask that you just kind of relax. That's all you need to do here the entire time. So with that being said, all the noise I'm making, all the talking I'm doing, if you want to call in and get your own free personal energy healing, you can do so at 516-666-9920. And I see people hanging and holding on, and I appreciate that. I will get to you in a little while. So we'll go for our first music break now, and then I'll be back. About 4 minutes. And that was Tom Petty, Face in the Crowd. You will hear a lot of him on my program because he is one of my favorites. I find him to be the very, very, I mean, I know he's passed, but he still is just very, very poetic and amazing. And I hope you enjoy him too. Welcome back to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Saturi Davis, and I'm so glad that you've taken a little moment out of your life to spend it with me. I feel like your energy is, you know, very important too. It's not just about, you know, me up here propping myself up going, hey, look at me. It's really about you. And I realize that when people call in and they ask for help, whether it be anonymous or not, it is absolutely a vulnerability that I appreciate do for me, you know, and that you do for yourself. You know, it's the first step in anything, in healing anything, is to be able to acknowledge something. And it's really hard to do these days. I think that especially in the spiritual industry, there's like this other stigma where nobody is supposed to have anything wrong with them. You know, they're like, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm perfect. I'm the picture of perfect, and I will remain that way. And they say these catchphrases and buzzwords and love and light. And I'm just not sure that everybody is meaning that, or they are acknowledging exactly what that means, or is it more of a, you know, like a, almost like a denial to what we do have to deal with here in reality, sort of. I mean, it depends on how you look at it. Is this reality? Is it not? I don't know. I don't pretend to have all the answers, but with all that being said, I see more hangers calling, hangers. I see more callers hanging, and I am going to get to you as soon as possible. I just thought that what we can do very quickly, I'd like to offer those who aren't going to call in and receive a free energy a little bit of an exercise, which is just simply glowing. You know, we are just energy, and I say just like it's nothing, but there's so much about us, you know, our brains and our thoughts and, you know, the E word, right, the ego thing that everybody's poo-pooing. These are all wonderful things that we need to live in this world, but when it comes down to it, we are absolutely just energy, beautiful energy, glowing, fantastic light. You know, and we sometimes are so far removed from that, that it's hard to see truths, you know, and it's hard to see what's best for us. It's hard to listen to ourselves, you know, with all this other stuff going on, in addition to just being in this physical body. So when I was studying with this wonderful shamanic teacher, Sandra Ingerman, she talked about transfiguration. And it sounds like a big word, but really it's just about glowing, you know, just sitting and glowing. So if you would be so inclined to, you may close your eyes and imagine like a little white ball in your stomach, you know, like it could be like a orb. It could be like fire. You know, there's no wrong way to picture this, but just if you can hold that attention by your belly button there and imagine this light inside you and allow it to just start growing within your stomach area and just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And breathing every now and then, as we do, allow all this light to go down your legs, into your feet, and also up towards your chest, into your neck, into your shoulders, into your arms, into your head. Let all this light just suddenly get wider and bigger and bigger and bigger. And if you can, simply picture it now. Just picture how this is looking inside your body. You're glowing. This is you. That's the true you. That's your true essence. And, you know, very often when people think about healing, they want to emit something. They want to send things. And the thing is, in shamanism, what we do is we don't send, we emit. And we see a person, their best. And we just glow. And that glowing is what projects onto that person or that object, like Mother Earth. That's all we really need to do. There's not a lot of energy involved when we want to think about self-healing even. We can just simply glow. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed that part. That is called transfiguration. It sounds a lot more hoity-toity than it actually is. It's just us sitting and glowing. So with that being said, yes, again, I am doing free energy healings tonight. And it's not too late to call 516-666-9920. I would like to get to my first caller here. And I have a number of you to pick from. And I guess what I do, what I always try to do now is just go from spirit then and see who I'm drawn to at this moment. So I'm going to go ahead and if you're new, what I ask people to do before I pick you up is to smell the flowers and blow out the candles. So area code 914, I'm going to ask you to smell the flowers and blow out the candles because I'm coming to you. Okay, get ready. Area code 914. Hi, you're live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm new to your show. Sounds very interesting and lovely. Yes. Hmm. Pleasure to meet you.
What can I do for you? Oh, you also. What can I do for you tonight?
Do you, I'm not exactly sure, like I feel like I haven't been able to move ahead in my career. Do you do a healing for that or?
Well, let me ask you a few questions, if I may.
Sure.
When you say moving ahead in your career, what does that look like to you specifically?
Getting consistent work, getting proper collaborators to have projects go into the works, having those projects be successful.
And do you think that there's any appreciated? Yes, very good. Do you think that there is anything stopping you at this moment from achieving that?
I'm not sure. It feels like it sometimes because I've been waiting a while, and it just hasn't come to fruition yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm wondering.
And forgive me for asking all the questions, but I work with helping spirits and they're all like all about detail. They want to know exactly what you need. And that's just how I work, you know. It's not really a third degree or whatever, but just so you know. So I'm hearing that at times it is in your mind, at least, or you might feel in your energy that there is something stopping you, you know, just by looking at the things that you've experienced. So you haven't experienced as much appreciation or collaboration as you'd like.
Right.
Does that sound right?
Yes.
And are you working on your end, you know, just, you know, in the physical world? Because I do have to say that a lot of times energy can only go so far. We've always got to meet the universe halfway. And my impression mm-hmm. is that you are doing a lot, but there might be some parts of you that have maybe a self-doubt thing or something that could hinder even that end of it, that half that you need to do. What would you say to that? Do you think
yeah.
that's a possibility?
Right, right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I've got your order in, right? So what so what I'm going to do, you said you're new to me. So what I do is I don't play any music or anything. We just kind of have radio silence when I send the energy to you. So you don't have to do anything except just close your eyes. I think that generally that's a better experience, but you don't have to. There's no rules in this. So just get comfortable, and if you're ready, so am I.
Well, wonderful. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'll start now. Okay, my friend, my helping spirit said that is enough. I did want to mention something that I got sort of like a message for you. It's kind of interesting, but it has something to do with flowers. You know, I don't know if you have a yard to go to or something like that, but it seems that if you could surround yourself with things that you love, which might include plants or flowers, you know, or nature,
mm-hmm.
This could really help the environment for you. Little things like that, you know, there's things in shamanism that we do, like ceremony, and a lot of it is surrounding that idea that we do things to celebrate us, you know, to make us feel good so that we could be more effective in what we want to do in life. So if it isn't flowers, it's something that you love, and I want you to bring it into your work area and really make a point to do that as much as you can, to just, you know, as a thank you to yourself and to realize how good you are at what you do. I think that I saw myself that you are very supported. You know, if it's not in the physical, it's certainly in spirit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so
it
touched.
It is, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well,
that felt so relaxing, too. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. You have a great night, okay?
You too. Many blessings. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Blessings back. Oh, my God. She's so adorable. Like, oh, my God. Anyway, I love when I get those messages, and I got this, the biggest smile on my face sometimes. People, all of us, you know, we don't realize how supported we are. And I get it. It's really hard sometimes because we are busy, and we're busy talking crap to ourselves and whatnot that we don't even see, like, so much beauty that's going on behind the scenes. And, well, anyway, la, 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 right? I go on and on. I'm just trying to debate. Do I need some water? Do I need to take a quick break? I probably do. I'm sorry about that. I have to go with my own way of doing things here, and I apologize for that. And I do see people holding, and you are still welcome to call in. I'm still here for about a half an hour. I think I can get to you, but I'm a little bit parched, actually, so I would like to just play one more song, and I will get back to the phone lines and back to you in about 4 minutes. Okay. Back everybody to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I hope you're having a gorgeous night. And if you are, I hope you are looking at the stars and seeing how they shine. I just love that song, and that was from Coldplay. So I will get back now to the phone lines here, and I appreciate your patience. I must say that before I do a show, I always do quite a bit of meditation and connection and so on, and I tend to get a little bit spacey. So I need to constantly, I suppose, come back into my physical, you know, and sometimes music is a great way to do that. So anyway, anywho and any what, we're going to get back here, and I am feeling, let's see. All right, area code 201. If you can just smell the roses and blow out the candles, because I am getting ready to come to you. Area code 201, you're live. Hi.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm good tonight. I'm just meditating and, you know, dealing with different energies, trying to slow my mind down a bit.
So does go ahead.
I'm just concerned about school ailments and if I could get any healing for my eyes, my chest.
Okay.
Also concerned about a physical space that I think needs to be healed, a past trauma.
Okay. I'm having a little bit of a hard time understanding you. Like, it's a little bit muffled, and I really want to hear you clearly.
Do you hear me better now? Do you hear me better now?
I think
now?
So. Yes, I can. Okay. Yes, I can. Thank you. Thank you. So
okay.
From what I heard, something about your eyes and your chest, but I didn't hear the other part.
And just my physical, the physical space, the physical space that I want to move into, but I want to heal the energy in this space.
And okay. So this is pretty straightforward stuff, except if you can explain to me now, when you say something with your eyes, what exactly is going on with your eyes?
I had a blood clot. I mean, a hemorrhage last year, and I had surgery on it.
No.
I get blurred vision in it, and I get shot in it, but sometimes pressure on the eye. And it does distort my vision.
Okay, and which eye is that?
My right eye.
Your right eye? Okay, your right eye. Do you have pressure now, or how is it feeling now?
It just feels like I'm underwater now. You know, like when you're underwater with your eyes open.
Yeah, okay. And then with your chest, what's going on there?
Well, I do have like dry mucus, and I'm actually taking medicine for it. It could be a clot that you know healed through from COVID.
Mm. Oh, honey. Okay. All righty. Okay. So, have you heard me work before?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then, you know, it'll be a radio silence while I work on you. I'm going to address all of these things at once, and I will come back to you and see how you're feeling. And, you know, in these cases, one of the things that we can do is kind of gauge, at least with your eye, how that's feeling after I give you some energy there. You know, so I'll come back to you and see how you feel. And if we need another round, I'll be happy to do that. But for now, if you just want to get comfortable and close your eyes, I am ready when you are.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. I'll start now. All righty. How are you feeling now?
I mean, I feel good. I mean, not necessarily as much as a blur at this moment.
It's not as blurry. How is the pressure on your eye?
Just a little lightness to it. It's like it kind of watered a bit.
Okay.
When I open my eye, I don't really feel the pressure as much.
That's good. That's good. We can, and we do, yeah, move your eye around a bit and we could talk for a minute and let's see how, if it's gone down a little or how it's doing. I did get a message for you though, and, you know, I'm just the messenger, but I'm like, they want you to keep playing your music. And really, it is all about how we continue to keep our energy up despite what's going on. Like, fill that space, because I looked at the space there, and as far as I felt or saw, it was, there is like a darkness, but it might not be just physically like light or dark. It's just a little bit of a heaviness there. And I put a lot of good light in there, but I think playing your music, what you vibe with, like, helps that tremendously. Okay? So if you can find a way to just kind of fill the walls with song, you know, that would be fantastic.
I know what you're talking about. Like, right. My father was really into music. And I'm at my parents' house, and we're sitting in a car right now out in the dark. I didn't go inside. I really was actually just, you know, by my rose garden that I always am. So I'm sitting out here in the car. And my mother always used to come out of the house and listen to me play music. And I love playing music. Like, I want to bring the music back in, but I haven't been feeling it because, you know, just dealing with the loneliness of them. You know, I want to do things that I used to do again. And I want to do it right here. Like, this is my special place.
And then you have to do it then.
I understand the music.
Yeah. Just... I'm glad you do, because it feels very important. And yeah, sometimes we're not in the mood, but you know, sometimes I just start dancing and I don't have any music on, and it might look crazy, but it really helps me because I just love to dance, you know, and after I finish doing my little dance, I feel a lot better. My mind messes with me.
Even when I garden. Even though it's a quiet time for me. I still have to play the music, you know, the music that I know I used to listen to with my father, or what I used to sing with my mother. Yeah, it puts me in my zone, you know?
Absolutely. So don't stop that, and maybe even more of it, you know, just to help with everything. You know, I really feel that things are going to improve for you just life-wise, you know. But let me get back to the eyes and the chest. How's your eye doing now?
It's doing okay now, you know. Like, I'm looking at some cars down the road. I see the white light. It's still a little blurry, but I don't feel the pressure. It's like this thing come and go. Like, sometimes it's fun, and then other times forget it. But I could get an eye exam and have 20/20 vision, but still have this blurriness. It's a strange thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let me work on it just one more time. And I do know that some of this could unfold within days too. It, you know, we only spend a few minutes together, but mm-hmm. I do like to see some kind of improvement when I'm on the phone with you, because that means that okay. we probably will have a good result. But I'd like to give you a little more energy there, and then I'll have okay. to, I'll send you on your way, okay?
All right, thank All right. you, love. Thank you.
Yeah, just hang on and I'll be right back. All righty. Okay, so I don't know if we'll be able to tell much more difference, but just give it a shot. Let me see how you're feeling there with your eye.
Less pressure.
Good. Good. Okay, so let it settle and, you know, just do your thing, whatever. But I feel like when I work with people and I get some result within a few minutes, then it probably will get better and better as the days go on. I am on here, you know, I don't have a set schedule anymore because I just rather come on when I'm feeling it and I'm feeling 100%. But if you want to follow the show or whatever, I'd love to hear back mm-hmm. from you and see how you're doing, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right, hon. You're very welcome. Have a great night.
You too.
Thanks. Okay, wonderful. Beautiful energy tonight. I sure appreciate you guys. I think I have time for perhaps one more. This is an honor. Thank you, guys. Let's see, who am I feeling now? Let's go for, okay, area code 917, and I'm going to just add 26 to it, because there's a few 917s, but 917263, smell the roses, blow out the candles, I'm coming for you. I'm coming to you, not for you. Okay. 917, you're live.
When church was open, he was the first one there and the last one to leave.
Wait a minute now. You know, I don't like to listen in on people's stuff, so we're going to try that one more time.
Praise God.
Area code 917263. You're live. Hey, hey. Nope. Okay. After I said I'm only getting one more call, people are like, oh, really? I'm out of here. So that's good. That's good. I want to thank you guys very much for coming on and sharing your energy, sharing your vulnerabilities with me. I think that I'm the one who's blessed and honored to be able to work with you, each and every one of you. And for anybody that I didn't get to, you can go ahead and follow me here on blogtalkradio.com/pure-energy. You can follow my Facebook page as well, Jenny Satori, S-A-T-O-R-I. And, you know, if I helped you and you want to just say hello, you can go to jennysatori.com and write a little thing. All right. So with that being said, we are out of here, my friends. I hope you have a lovely rest of your weekend. I know I will, because I've had a great time, and I am talking because I'm trying to see what else I can, looking for a song to play, actually. So I will see you on the flip side. And until then, enjoy your life.
The fellas in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot sun. Suddenly
mean red blue light, flash has gone behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, Tina just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, just got a Chevy 69. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we pulling for some gas. Officially placed the poster, reveals a smile from the back. Elephants and acrobats, lion, snake, monkey. Billy speaks righteous, Sister Tina says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Stuck around TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, far and wide. Fella yells, we're out of here. Tina says right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest, hey, by the rights. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Making me crazy.